It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What is your weird, odd, or embarrassing hobby? 1-800-947-3979. Call or text. A lot of them are coming in. This one, my wife collects Fiesta wear. Maitland, you excited about that?
Yeah.
He's not excited. He says, you know, the same boring plates you find at every Mexican restaurant.
I think, yeah, the colors of it, like they come out with fun new color palettes all the time, but it's probably nothing you've never seen before. But I like the Pyrex people.
Would you collect it?
If I had the space, I think so.
I love Pyrex. Oh, it's so good.
Like the vintage Pyrex too, with all the fun little patterns.
The pink berry color and like that baby blue. Yeah, when you can find that, buy it. It's so good. It'll last forever. For real.
But collecting dishes, I don't know.
But if you bake like Maitland does and stuff, it's so nice to have them.
But that's if you're really going to use them. Like some people that collect the Fiesta ware. Like they sell that at the Ace Hardware here downtown.
They do.
And they have a huge assortment. But at some point, I would think like, oh, I could see if you go, oh, I really like the blue. I'd like to have a set of blue plates. But to collect like every color, like what do you do with that after a while? It's like, I don't understand.
This one. I collect debt.
Unfortunately, that's a very common collectible.
This one, I collect firewood. Despite not owning a wood stove or a fireplace, I love chainsaws, axes, cutting trees, and splitting wood. I have a ton of split and stacked wood for literally no reason.
We sell it.
Not even a fire pit or anything?
I mean, if you've got that much of it, there's a lot of places out by me, like bigger places where they have some land or whatever. And every year they have like roadside firewood stands. Start selling it, man. Make a few bucks. Yeah.
Text from Nashville. I collect one chip challenges. I've never had one, but I have one from every year they've had them. Like the hot chip that comes in a bag.
Oh, okay.
It
comes in its own little container.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that those were like yearly collectibles.
I didn't either.
Oh, this year's edition is a real banger.
I was unaware.
1-800-947-3979. Do you have any of you have a hobby you haven't told us about because it's that embarrassing? I'm going to guess no.
I don't think so. I mean, even things I used to collect, I got tired of collecting very quickly. Mm-hmm. Like when I was a kid, it was like, I'm going to collect hats. And I'd get like 15 of them. I go, that's enough hats.
When you were a kid, you mean when you were 45 and you started a hubcap and road sign collection.
But I got as many as I wanted, which was like 15 of them. And then I went, that's good. Because I knew I had a purpose. I had a purpose for where I wanted to put them. and I filled that space. And then I was done with that.
What could I put here that would make a gal think a guy decorated this?
Well, it's in a pole barn. I mean, it's not like it's in my living room.
Yeah, if a gal goes out there, she doesn't have long to live anyway.
Oh, no. I mean, come on.
Part of the compost. We already know that. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, why do you think the floor is not concrete?
All I want to do is get rid of stuff now. Like, I don't want collections anymore. It's like now I just want to get less stuff. Because especially once you get divorced.
Can Kelly have your Instapot?
I already got his ex-wife's Instapot.
Yeah, I gave her. Yeah. My ex-wife gave her hers. Yeah. So it all worked out.
I just remember you always asking for it and him saying, no, I have a perfect space for it.
Yeah, she's getting rid of stuff too. That was twofold. It isn't a perfect spot. And also, I just didn't want Kelly to have it because it was fun for me not to give it to her.
I totally get it. Yeah.
I will almost certainly never use it.
The only joy this Instapot gives me is Kelly wants it and she can't have it.
Exactly.
Totally get it. Totally.
And now I'm one step further to your boys call me stepmom.
Yeah, there you go. You're knocking on the door.
This text. This hobby isn't embarrassing, except I'm a guy who likes to collect and use really nice soap. I love shapes.
Oh, he collects fancy and nice soaps.
You haven't lived till you've washed your balls with a citrus unicorn.
I got PTSD from soaps that are shaped funny like that because one time
Did you lose one in yourself?
No, I was at a party and they were handing out little going away bags. And all these little lemon-shaped treats were in the back.
Oh, no.
And I popped one in my mouth. And it was so... Who does that? That is not cool. If you're going to make little miniature soaps the size of chocolates, and they're going to be the shapes of lemon, that you're just asking for somebody to put that in their mouth.
You are.
Right?
Yeah. Probably. But I bet it just smelled soapy.
Yeah, I just didn't even... consider it. I just what right in the mouth.
I still talk about the old guy at our wedding that ate a rock.
Yeah,
because it was part of the centerpiece. He was like, "Oh, what are these mints?"
Yeah. What is wrong with you, sir?
My hobby is I have internal conversations with characters from my favorite shows, people I follow on YouTube, or people I know to help me make decisions. I take their hypothetical advice. But deep down, I know I'm the one controlling what they say.
That's a hobby?
So your hobby is like, what do I have for dinner? I don't know. Let's ask Shaggy.
I don't know, man.
Old school, but I have some pizza.
God, that is... I can't tell if that's highly evolved or highly crazy.
I mean, it might be a little of both. Right.
I mean, the fact that you're aware of it, but it still works to get you where you need to go, unless you're someone who's made a series of really treacherously bad decisions. This text from Wichita Falls. I record myself reading books aloud, like the Berenstain Bears, chapter books, Choose Your Own Adventure, Goosebumps, etc. I do the voices, I edit out the mistakes, and sometimes add music or sound effects. Then I listen to those recordings while doing household tasks, especially when I can't sleep. Hearing my own voice reading helps me doze off like you wouldn't believe.
That's nice. Wow.
That's
so much work.
Strange. It's like watching your own porno.
Turn that into a side hustle, though. Sign up to read audiobooks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Post them on YouTube. I bet you'd make some money off of that.
Don't volunteer at a school, though. They don't want you.
Yeah, you can't record kids.
Yeah.
I don't care for that.
You probably can't be within 100 feet of one anyway.
Yeah, I imagine. That's already been well established.
I like that idea. I like to read out loud, but not when people are around. But if I could record it, I don't know that I'd listen back to it, though.
I don't think you would.
No, but I love to read out loud.
Would you do voices?
Oh, I definitely do voices when I read out loud by myself at home. Mm. I just stand around and walk
around. Do you do voices in your head when you're reading?
I do voices in my head pretty much all day long. Mm-hmm. Like, all day long. Sometimes I'm like, Australian, I don't know. And then sometimes I go a little British.
Are they ever just characters like, yeah, you know, I just need a man's touch.
Definitely. I get like this sometimes.
Oh, your natural voice.
Yeah, real rasp.
I used to collect counterfeit money. I would find my way to get my hands on it. And then I realized when someone told me, that's a felony to own that, even if you don't try to spend it.
Yeah, just because you have it in a frame or something doesn't make it legal.
I like this comment on Facebook. I build penny castles.
What is that?
I think they're castles made out of pennies.
Yeah, that would stand to reason. I could see how that would be the conclusion you would jump to.
I thought maybe it was a castle that fit on a penny.
Oh, okay. Oh, a tiny castle.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's both.
Didn't realize everyone was going to shout in my face, hey, stupid.
This woman, Amber, says, I preserve jumping spiders. So
for what?
In
amber?
Know.
Yeah.
So it's a little spider, and then in between each leg are little pins so the legs can stay, you know, spider.
Oh, I bet they love that.
Well, they're dead. They're super dead.
What is
I thought she meant she raises them because I follow a lady on TikTok who raises little jumping spiders, but
she does.
Someone wrote in and said, I raise and breed spiders and I make a third of my living doing it.
Maybe it's that lady.
Is it worth it though to be such a creep?
Yeah. Especially the jumping ones. They're so unpredictable. So fast.
I collect Blu-rays, 4K editions, and hard case. My husband does. He has almost 10,000. He's gotten to the point where he's collecting the anniversary or special editions of movies he already owns 2 to 3 times over.
Why?
Oh,
I mean, I really would understand if it was something where it looked like that could be worth something someday. Like first editions of certain books or a Gutenberg Bible. I understand. But like 4K Blu-rays aren't going to be worth anything ever.
No.
I mean, I know some people would say, well, a handful of VHS tapes are like original Disney movies or something. Okay, fine. Like a handful of things are, but for the most part, 10,000? That takes up a lot of space.
It does.
Didn't Pete Davidson just like buy all the VHS tapes left in the world?
Yeah,
something?
I think he did.
Yeah, he bought like 900 million versions of Die Hard on DVD or something,
mm-hmm.
or VHS.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.